Chapter 34. Jesse gathered them in the squad room. Suit, Molly, Peter Perkins. "We got a couple murders in town," Jesse said. "Let's talk about them." "Moynihan and Reggie Galen knew each other in jail," Peter said. Jesse nodded. "They pretty much ran their wing of Garrison," Peter said. "They were tough guys, and they started out watching each other's back." "What was their connection?" Jesse said. "They were white," Perkins said.
"And the trouble was racial," Jesse said.
"Yes," Perkins said.
"Often is," Jesse said.
"People at Garrison told me that they were both pretty scary, and they both had a rep, and they both had outside connections. Word got around. After a while, they were in charge."
"Leadership qualities," Molly said. Jesse smiled.
"Know who the outside connections were?" Jesse said.
"Nope."
"They got out at the same time?" Jesse said.
"About a month apart," Perkins said.
Jesse nodded.
"Anything else?" he said.
"All I could find out at Garrison," Perkins said. Jesse walked to the end of the squad room and looked out the window at the Public Works parking lot.
"Okay," he said, looking out the window. "One of the outside contacts who belonged initially to NACO was a big construction guy on the South Shore named Neil Bankston. His twin daughters married NACO and Reggie."
"Jesus," Perkins said. "So what's it mean?"
Jesse turned.
"No idea," Jesse said.
"Suit?"
"The two daughters, Roberta and Rebecca, are identical twins," Suit said. "And they promoted. Dress alike, same hairstyle, same makeup." He looked at Molly.
"I think. Go every place together. Drive the same kind of car. You can't tell them apart."
"Usually," Perkins said, "twins are like the other way. You know, dress different and stuff."
"Well, these twins don't," Suit said. "And when they were in high school, we found out that they used to have sex with each other's boyfriends and stuff like that."
"Known in high school as the Bang Bang Twins," Jesse said.
"Known and loved," Perkins said.
"Oh, don't be so piggy," Molly said.
Perkins grinned.
"So we figured it'd be a good idea to see if they were still doing that kind of thing," Suit said.
"Because?" Molly said.
"Because we didn't know," Suit said.
"Where have I heard that before?" Molly said.
Suit ignored her.
"They both went to Paulus College," he said. "Roomed together, of course. So I went over there, talked with people, got a hold of some alumni from their class, and yeah, they were still bang-banging in college."
Suit went to the coffee maker and poured some coffee. He offered the cup toward Molly. She shook her head. So he kept it and walked back to the conference table.
"What about me?" Perkins said.
"Get your own," Suit said.
"We lost track of them for a time, and then they surfaced, Marion, NACO, and Reggie, about 4 months apart.
And they were connected to the twins' father," Molly said.
"Yeah," Suit said. "Jesse can tell you about that."
"Got a lot of this from a state police detective in the Norfolk DA's office," Jesse said, "with a little help from Rita Fiore."
"She's such a little helper," Molly said.
Jesse outlined what Traxel had told him.
"Ah," Molly said. "That's why you're so interested in the twins' sex life."
"If they were still bang-bang," Jesse said, "it might have something to do with the murders."
"Yes," Molly said, and looked at Suit.
"Know anything about that?" she said.
Suit smiled and nodded.
"In fact, I do," he said.